Zeichen nicht was auf dem Lehrer Jakob und Yisrael Pilchus. Zeichen nicht nur Daniel Shein was Yeshua Falk. Okay, good morning everybody. Okay, everyone on? Okay, Rav Harari, you with us?
Yep, Sir Simon, I'm with you.
Okay.
Really, we can't see. I don't know if you can maybe turn up the laptop or something.
Yeah.
You guys
can
see
it.
Okay.
Better?
There you go.
Okay, where's Rabbi Walter? He was just
much
here.
Much better, thank you.
Hey, Rabbi David. Okay. And Moshe. Where's Rabbi Walter go? Natan and Jacob, Moshe, okay, so we're in the packet Hay. The end of packet Hay is a tshuva from this Oros tshuva. This Oros tshuva is Rabbi Shimon Sofer. He's the grandson of the Chasam Sofer. And he has these fascinating tshuvas. He writes here, page 21, Isi L'Rav Haigon, Rav Haigon Maron Abba, means that's his father, Chasam Sofer. Shehaya Noed Shebirach B'Shabbos Yotav Alecha Mishnah, when he would make, a motzi on the Lecha Mishnah, hay mechavel hotzi as b'nei beiso. So he would make a motzi for everybody, called b'nei beiso. V'heima mechurvanim v'birchoso, yotzim b'birchoso. And they would be yotze with his bracha. וכשחילק מהלך המשנה היה זורק ליושב ומשוכם פרוסס הבוצי. So he says when he would now distribute the bread, so he would throw the bread to the people. But I've seen that in some Sephardic households. Just throw the bread. So the Timati Halacha Ravachas B'Gemara Poskim Maseches Brachas She'ein Zorkim Ochlim. But isn't there a Gemara in Maseches Brachas that says that you're not supposed to throw food? V'prat v'pras, and especially by bread. Shagam Shebezirikaso Einu Nimas, even though it's not going to get disgusting. There's going to be a bizoy in the. Now, isn't it just not bekovedik to throw bread? Now, so what was the heter? And it's not sure that the dafka did it this way. I mean, unless you say, they think. And we're talking about the Ksav Sofer. We're not just talking about just Stam a person. This is what he says his father used to do this. Ksav Sofer, he would throw the bread. So he wants to say a pshat. Excuse me. Nach Daiti, he says, I feel good about it. Fima de Isa b'mogad Avram. Tavagav de Mishabat ein lachtoch. B'kikar kodem shibirich. In other words, on Shabbos we know you're not supposed to cut the bread before the bracha because you might cut it too deep. Kedisa v'ramah, right? In other words, we said on the weekday you can cut somewhat deep, but not on Shabbos. Okay. So So that's the question. There was the Ksav Sofer, after he'd make Hamotzi, he would basically take the challah and he would throw it to everybody. Throw it to you, you know. Maybe this is the source of social distance. The original source of social distance. Everyone was far away, and they had to throw the challah, across the table. Could be the original source of social distance in the Ksav Sofer. You see, all these things have to do with COVID, So
everyone has a Kenyan Daladamus also.
Yeah, Daladamus. So what's the Mikol Makom Dakti Nogim Lursham Sakin Kharam Alien Sham Machsis El Tam Zel Vesefer? Let's go to page 22. Vesefer Toras Chaim Isa Tamachel Zeh. He says, Yesh Revis Vipusas Hamotzis Yasoricha Adam Mahafrish. Right, we did this Toras Chaim once before. That the idea of to be Motzeya is that you're not making the bracha on the whole piece, but you're making it on the part that you're cutting off. You're making it on the part that's coming off. Just like whenever we're mafresh, truma, meiser, bikurim, chala, you don't give the whole thing for chala, you give part of it for chala and you separate it. You give part of it for bikurim, you separate it. So the Torah scribe says the same thing by what? The same thing by hamotzi. You're making the motzi on the whole thing, but you're dimming mafresh a part away. So we said that really, so you're making a motzi on the part that you mafresh away. Memel, it's going to be chal on the whole thing. But the whole surah that we always have by chala, by bikurim, by truma, is we need the reishis and the shirayim. Right, there should be the part that you're taking away, and then the leftover. You never make the whole field into something. It's always part of the field, and then part is the shirayim. Right, we saw that on the first day. So he says, "Tiyesh remes beprusa the Moses tzarcha adam lahafrish reishis v'lifros menakika arshalim prusa achas l'shem Hashem v'levar chalav." Right, that's the yisod. But if you're going to say, I want to give my whole dough, should be challah. My whole dough should be challah. That's no good. No omer klum. Lo yivarach al kol hapas, el chotech ma'at tchila, v'chakech mavarach. Right? So the same thing by bread. Just like all these matnas kahuna that we have, we're mafrish, so he says hamotzi is like that also. V'chakech mavarach. V'gam b'shabbos yontif, de'enu chotech b'kikar. And even Shabbos and yontif, that you don't make, you don't cut it, at achar habracha, until after the bracha, right? Because we don't want to cut it before the bracha because we might cut too deep. We said, and then you'll ruin the lecha mishnah. Kam shabbos yontif de'enu chotech b'kikar at achar habracha k'dei shiyu akikar shleimus. Because mokom tzarich lasos tchila roshem b'kikar im hasakin k'fi shiur haprusa sheyifros v'chanal. In other words, so we still say you put a little indentation on Shabbos. On the weekday, you do a very significant cut, as long as you don't cut too deep. And we're not choshish that you'll overdo it because it's a hider to have a shalim. It's not the same as lecha mishnah where that's a halacha, that's a chiyuv. So by lecha mishnah, we say don't do anything on Shabbos till after you make the bracha because we want you to make a bracha on the lecha mishnah. So he writes like this. Hinei shulchano shel adam domel l'mizbeach. He says, shulchano shel adam is domel l'mizbeach, right? That's why We're very machpi, you know, we try to tell kids if we can get them to listen. You know, kids like to climb on things and walk on things, you know, on the table and all this. So, you know, we tell them you shouldn't sit on the table. It's not proper. Shulchan, as pointed out, Shulchan is like a mizbeach. That's why we bring salt. We bring salt to the table before you cut, because when every korban, I'll call korbanucha takriv melech. Ayishav Rabbah. V'tabze gamkein nogul l'chassas asakin b'shas berchas amazon. Right, when we bench, we cover up the knife. Right, I have that old. Wooden, you know, chalaboard that you could just slip the knife in, so the knife is covered over. Nogul chasas asakim shas berchas amozon kid isa b'shulchan aruch chayim shom agad avram. Yeah, kasa b'tamze v'inishay pas shalom kodem shiv aruch. And why? What's the inyan of the pas shalom? So the pashup shot is it's a chashivus, but he has a different mahalach now. His mahalach is. In other words, whenever we deal with a mizbeach, there has to be complete shleimus. Right? It can't be chipped. Right? You can't have the mizbeach chipped. Hakorban, the korban that you put on the mizbeach can't have a mum on it. Right? Hakorban shemakrivim alav mum posel bo. So he says, Lachain gam halechem, shu ikar hasuda. He says, the lechem is the ikar hasuda, v'domyo l'korban. So in other words, if the shulchan is domyo l'mizbeach, so then the bread is domyo to the korban. Gam kein tzarech li ha-shalem. So just like the mizbeach is shalem, the korban is shalem, can't have a mum, so everything is shalem. So what the part that you eat is like kachim kalim shabaylam ochlim, right? In other words, when you have shlomim or whatever kachim kalim, so part of it goes on the mizbeach, but part of it is eating by the bayim. Shabbat Mochim, who begins Kachim Kal, Shabbat Mochim, Damotzi, who can. So he says, so the part that you're going to eat, that's connected the part of the Korban that, what? Connected part of the Korban that's given to the Bailam. And the part that's left over is connected the part that goes on the Mizbech. So just like we have a Korban, part of it is eaten by the person, and part of it is going on the mizbeach. That's the emurim. The emurim are the fats that go on the mizbeach. Famotzi hu keneged ha-emurim chelek gavoa v'lachein marshimim uv'chol chotchim k'tzaz kodim ha-brocha l'hafrish l'hazmin chelek l'gavoa. So what is he saying? That Mashabayim Ochlim who begins Kachim Chal Shabayim Ochlim Hamotzi who connected them Urim Chel Gavoh. So which way? Maybe did I say it opposite? Which way is the part that's the Chelak Gavoh, and which part is the Chelak Bayim? How do you understand what he's saying here? He's saying that again. What he's doing is he's comparing the challah to the korban, and he's saying just like the korban, everything has to be shalom. What is he saying? In other words, the part of the bialim ochlim who bechinis kachim kalim shabayim ochlim hamotzi. Who can negate a murim chelik gavoa? Lachem marshimim ובכל חותכים קצס קורב הברכה להפריש ולהזמין חלק לגבוה. So what is he saying? That you're cutting off, so which one is the chelek ha-gavoa? The part you cut off? How do you understand these lines? Mashabaylum ochlim hu b'mchinas kodshim kailim. Shabbai the Mochav. A motzi who can negate more in Chel Gavoa. So let's read more and we'll hopefully figure it out. Okay? Vachim Hashim and Bechol Chodchim Tzaz Kodem HaBrachol HaFrishu LaHazmin Chel Gavoa V'Isa B'Svarim D'yesh L'Echol Peirurim HaMispakim V'Noflim B'Shas Chitoch HaMotzi. In other words, whatever, at the time that you're making a motzi, the pirurim that's come off, you should eat. The hema kemo emurim shenispaku me'al gabe amizbeach. Vare mitzvahs haktorahi bezrika. Vare prusis hamotzi shehema b'chinas emurim. Zorik osam v'zek vodim shol prusis hanal. So he's seemingly saying that the part that you cut off, I thought it was the opposite. I think he's saying the part that you cut off is ki'ilu, you're cutting it off with tzarech gavoa. That's the part that's being put on the mizbeach. So what is he saying here? And what is he saying that when he said originally, he says that Mashabailam Ochlim who bchinas kodshim kalim, Shabailam Ochlim, Vamotzi who connect the Murum Chela Gavoa. What he could be saying, and you help me, that when you, the part that you cut off, that's the part that's going on the mizbeach, right? And the part that you eventually eat, even though that can maybe is the same piece, that's connected. In other words, could he be saying that we're just going through all the motions, but doesn't mean it has to be separate things. In other words, you've got to cut off something, and that's either the part that's going to go, that's merames, that you're giving something to Hashem. But the part, when you actually eat it, that's connected the other part. The part that the Baalim eat, even though it's the same piece of bread. That's what's a little tricky here. So he says that the halacha is prusus hamotzi shehem b'mchinas emurim zorkosam zel kvodim shal prusus. He says, in a kol kemo emurim shenispaku. In other words, if you have emurim that go in the mizbeach and they fall off, In other words, he's saying that just like when the emurim fall off the mizbeach, it's a mitzvah to toss them back on. You're not going to put it back on with your hand. You know, you'll burn your hand. So in other words, all the different things that we're doing here, even though maybe it's the same thing, are mechuven to connect different things that are being done to a korban. In other words, a korban, you have one chelek l'gavoa, one chelek L'bailim, Then you have a halacha that if the emurim go off the mizbeach, you toss them back on. So he said, so that's what he said originally, that hinima shabaylam ochlim hu b'chinas kachim kalu, shabaylam ochlim. V'hamotzi hu k'neged emurim chela gavola. V'chem hashimim ובכל חותכים קצץ קודם הברכה להפריש ולחז מן חלק לגבוה. So basically he wants to say that everything that we do at the table is connected something in the korban. In other words, so the part that we're going to make originally, we're going to cut off. I just want to hear how you understand. He may shamash habaylim ochlim who bebchinas kachim kalim shabaylam ochlam. The hamotzi who k'neged emurim chela gavola. Unless you tell me that what he means bailam ochlam means what he eats during the meal, not necessarily the motzi. You understand? And the motzi. In the meal is bechinas kachim kalim shabaylam ochlam. V'amotzi who k'neged emurim chela gavola. And the motzi is k'neged emurim v'chei marshimim uv'chol chotchim k'tzas l'afir shlahaz min chela kagavola v'isa besvarm diish lechol peirum ha'mispachim. So even v'nofu b'shas chita chamotzi tehema kmo emurim shenespaku mi'al gabe hamizbeach. So that's the key line. He may, again, he may, masha habaylam ochlim, hu b'chinas kachim kalim shabaylam ochlim. What's the difference between masha habaylam ochlim and what he says, v'hamotzi? How do you understand those two things? Yeah, David?
I think what he cuts off is the motzi, is like the emurim. And everything else, like the bottom of them. But the question is, he ends up eating everything, even that piece that he cuts off, if someone's eating it.
Right.
Like he.
But right. So, but basically, he's saying you still, even though, in other words, the part that you're cutting off, eventually the bottom are eating that. So what does it mean? So you see, Masha Bailam Ochlim Ubchidis Kachim Kalim, Shabailam Ochlim. In other words, whatever the Bailam eat is the Kineget Vamotzi, who Kineget Emurim Chela Gavoa. Chemashim Bechol Chotim Chodim Lazmi Chela Gavoa. So the part that you're cutting off and separating, that's Kineget Emurim, right? That's Kineget Emurim. And what about the part? But that part, the Bible also going to eat, unless you say it doesn't have. It could be the same thing, but it is, in other words, but as long as we each part, we could say this is like the emurim that we're setting aside. Then what we ultimately eat, I mean, obviously we're eating it because we don't have a real mizbeach. So the word is, I think what David is saying is the port you set aside, kili you're setting aside to be on the, and now when you're eating it, that's a different story now. Now it's, in other words, it's not pshat that each part I can say, this is connected, this is connected, what I'm doing now is connected, even though the same thing can be negative something else. So when I cut aside, that's connected the part that I'm going to bring up the mizbech. What I ultimately eat, even though it might be the same thing, that's connected what? The fact that the bailam are eating. It doesn't have to be different things. And the fact that I'm throwing it, that's connected the emurim that that popped off the Mizbeach that I'm throwing back onto the Mizbeach. And you normally, throwing is a bizayon. But when you throw the korban on, that's not a bizayon. Because when they murim, you know, I guess it pops off, so then the kavadika thing is toss it back on. To toss it back on. So memela, everything is covered. Very kol tam she'en zorkim hu mishim b'ziyad. Adro, zek vodu, k'mo be'en murim l'mizbeach.
Also, the shulchan of a person is a mizbeach.
What?
The shulchan of the person.
Yeah, that's what he started with. That's how he started. That's the first in the middle here. He says, shulchan shel adam doma l'mizbeach. That's how he starts the whole piece. And that's why everything has to be shalom. The mizbeach is shalom, the korban is shalom. That's why we want everything to be shalom. We don't want to lose out on any of the shleimus. And this is during the week also. We want everything to be shalom. So throwing the... So he says that throwing, separating it, the first is the mice of separation. That's like bringing out a korban. Then later we're going to eat it. That's part... Even though it's the same chaticha, like you said, David. It's interesting. It's a little bit, you know, it's not as glad as I would have liked to be, but it's an interesting... it's interesting. It's an interesting, okay, you know, how this, the whole, but it should give us a special covet of, you know, of the shulchan, of how we act, you know, we're mamash at a mizbeach, and everything we're doing is a different thing that was done on the, at the time of the mizbeach. There was, even though it might be the same piece, right, David, that's what you're saying. No, it's the same piece, originally, you mafish it. That's the idea of the emur. Then someone's going to eat. That's connected the fact that there's going to be an eating by the Bible. And then he's going to toss it. That's connected the emurim that fell off and now are being tossed back on. So, but I think the key to understanding what he's saying over here is you can double. You know, it's not different things. That's what makes it a little difficult. To understand. In other words, I was confused myself. Is the point that you're cutting off, that's the part you're going to eat. So isn't that connected to the part you're going to eat? No, he says, when you're separating it, now it's connected to Emur. When you're eating it, that's connected the kachim column that the bile meat. When you're throwing it, that's connected the emurim that went off the mizbeach that you're tossing back on, and that's for kavadik, because if there would be a fire there, like I said before, you wouldn't put your hand in the fire, so to speak.
Rebbe, can you just explain that process? Meaning, how do they fall off the mizbeach? Like,
in other words, sometimes when you put the fats on the mizbeach, I guess you get on the fire, and the fire causes. You know, to bubble out, so to speak. When it's, you know, like sometimes you're cooking something, right? So it's roasting, and it pops. You know, the heat causes it to pop up.
And so it falls off in his bath, and then there.
Then they would toss it back on.
And throw it back on.
Right. So he's saying that that's the idea. It's a fascinating idea. You know, even though it's the same thing that we're reusing. Usually when you make a mushel, this is connected to this, this is connected. Now because we're not doing it by the cheftza, we're doing it by the gavra. That each stage of the gavra is connected another thing that's done to a korban. Even though in this mushel, it's the same piece that's being reused in the narrative, so to speak. Right, that's what I think Reb Dover Tanner is saying.
Well, if I could just see what I see here, that here we're eating whatever is connected to Emurim, but Dafka.
Right.
I think what's troubling the Rebbe is that the part that's, we're eating Kachim Kalim or we're eating Emurim?
Right, we don't eat Emurim.
But here he's saying that it's a mitzvah to eat the Pirurim, which are connected to Emurim. I never knew that. I always used to see Tzaddikim, Rebbes, they used to collect the crumbs and eat them. And I never know why.
Yesh lachol perumas pakim, nofam b'shas chitach emotzi. Because, in other words, he's saying, meaning what he's saying is the part that is going back on. So you're going to eat. In other words, you're eating. You know, the fact that what we're eating is two things. It's connected to the chelak habayim that he eats, and now you're like the mizbeach. What you're eating is the consumption of the mizbeach of the thing that fell off. So, in other words, so everything is happening in this thing, even though we're using the same chafetz to be two different parts of the narrative, so to speak. In other words, you're eating the part that Bible would normally eat. You're consuming the part that fell off, because now so you're saying, Rabbi, that you're like the mizbeach, so to speak.
It's a hacker.
No, there was, it's a zeifer. Right, exactly. But the point is that we're not having separate things happening here. We're reusing that same challah is going to be connected to this, and it's going to be connected to this. But so therefore,
no, it's not a sequence. The Rebbe was
right. It's not a sequence. It's not a sequence. Yeah. It's all the different things that you do are connected to different things that are happening in the process of the mizbeach.
A zecher to this.
Yeah. Even though it's not separate things. Usually this is a zecher to that, and this chef is a zecher to that. It's separate things. That's why I was confused. I think that's what Rabbi Tanner was saying.
Yeah.
So that,
that's the only way. Yeah. It's not a sequence. It's, but there's also two types of consuming. Everything was consumed.
Right. The consuming of the mizbeach and
the mizbeach.
Right.
So in the end of the day, the challah is also completely consumed. Maybe if somebody's a tzaddik, he wants to have a different kavana when he's eating keneged emirim.
He's the mizbeach.
They probably have different kavanas.
Right.
Kavanas are real.
Yeah. Okay. So
one thing I wanted to ask the Rebbe is, he seems to say there's a difference between you cut the challah on chol and on Shabbos.
Yeah, that we've said many times, because when you cut the challah on chol, so you can cut it deep. Because after you make a motzi, you want it to be a chick-chock to finish it up. But on Shabbos, we don't want you to do too deep, because then you'll lose out the Lecha Mishnah if you overdo it.
I understood from the Rebbe, you do cut it as long as it doesn't fall off if you pick it up.
Right.
But he says it's an Indian of Marshimim.
Yeah,
I've seen people, all they do is they give a little...
Right, because that's the din, that we're afraid that you that really Mikra din, you cut deep. We're afraid if you're going to cut deep, it'll be too deep.
Because I used to just make a roshim, just make a scratch.
Right.
Then I heard the shiurim and I said, no, I should take it, cut it deeper, because it's the bracha. But here it again says, then, you know,
Mashim, right. Yeah.
I guess whatever you do is fine.
Yeah, as long as you don't mess up the Lacha Mishnah.
Right.
Okay, so that's...
Is there a makor for this? So this is his, like... This is the seichers that were...
This is how he's... In other words, what he was bothered was is how could it be that we're throwing, and he said my halakha father was doing this. The Chassav Sofer was doing this. It's not just a late sonus. You know, he said my father used to do this. So therefore he took it very seriously. So he went through all of Kachim and he says, so all of Kachim is marumas in this little thing that we do at the table.
It's all just a parallel.
Yeah, right, exactly. Every part is a parallel, even though we're reusing that same challah to be, we're double dipping, so to speak, like another Tanner was saying. Okay, so I thought it was worth enough to spend time, because if we wouldn't have done this slowly, we wouldn't have understood this at all. So
it's fascinating.
Yeah, so Lemaisa on Monday, Bez Hashem, we'll start Packet Vav. And that's another fascinating thing of why the Chassam Sofer didn't bring salt to the table on Friday night.
See,
I stopped not bringing it Friday night because my kids would take the salt shaker and turn it over. and that's why we stopped bringing the Leichter also. We put a shelf up because one of my sons, after it was lit, he would pick up the two Leichter and he would start marching around when the things were lit. So we had to do something for that. So one day, Bez Hashem, will go back to the normal way of doing things. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to do a parsha now.